It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
The great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchorman, not Anchorlady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's. Reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
Yeah, Tom Ackerman in studio with us. He had a late night at Nicki Minaj, I understand. So sorry that you're tired this morning, Tom.
I was asleep. I like Nicki Minaj, though. Yeah, she's good.
Carl said that she played till 1 a.m. They didn't finish till 1 a.m. Now, they got a hockey game tonight. So then they had to go in and start tearing down everything so they can...
They're very efficient. Tom probably remembers when they used to have Billiken games in the afternoon and then turn it over for a hockey game at night.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, totally.
What's that process like?
I would cover those games. I would do a double dip. So I'd cover the basketball game.
That was before Chaffetz.
Go to the station and like do, you know, a quick sports open line or whatever before the Blues. And then you come back and boom, they got the ice right underneath it. So they just pick the pieces off.
Okay.
And go. Those are the days where if you were sitting courtside, you had to wear double socks because
so cold.
The ice was right underneath your feet. Yeah.
So Nicki played on top of the ice last night. Yes. Is that what you're saying? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. I thought maybe they drained it and started over again.
No. Yeah, they covered up. Yeah.
It takes like 2 days to make it.
Yeah. They do in Evansville. There's a couple of places. Evansville, I think, is one because it's a hockey arena. There's a couple places where they do basketball and they keep the ice underneath it. Staples, I'm sure. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. So, you know, I've been anxious to talk to you about the big Cardinals news conference that we talked about earlier this week.
Do you think they
accomplished what they were after?
Yes, but you know, I would have done it a little differently. But it's hard to change, you know. Bill DeWitt Jr. is the chairman, and he's going to have his talking points. And he's always going to try to promote his own team and be positive. So, you know, the one thing that I would have changed if I were them is I would have not had him say, you know, 83 wins this year. I think that's exciting. Fans have something exciting to look forward to, et cetera. Like, if you can't sell the fan base that last year was fun. Even though, technically, yes, they did improve. They won 12 more games. We all know what we saw. I mean, we saw a team that was just kind of like pulling it together. If not for Ryan Helsley, they might have been a 71-win team again. I mean, so it should have been about Heim Bloom. You know, it should have been all about that. The fact that this young guy, 41 years old, is now going to take over for John Mozeliak. That is what you should have hyped up. In fact, they probably should have made him available for some one-on-one interviews afterwards, just so the TV and radio people can kind of get to know him a little bit better, because he is a brilliant guy who completely changed the game when it comes to minor league systems. The Tampa Bay Rays are still the envy of baseball. The Boston Red Sox, in just 2.5 years, and their ownership can't ever figure out what they want to do, he still went down and changed their minor league system. The Red Sox have an awesome farm system now, and Heim Bloom put his magic touch on that.
That's pretty good.
So he's going to do it here. But you've got to give him the resources and the money to do it. And you have to give your fan base some hope. And what you have to do is you got to pull them into it. I mean, you got to tell the fans what is going on. You got to be very clear about what this future is. They are going to reduce payroll, yes. How much, though, we don't really know. And some of that has to do with the fact that the TV deal is still up in the air and they don't know how much money they're going to get. They used to get $76 million a year for that. So they're not really sure what that deal is yet, and they're probably going to take a pretty big hit on revenue no matter what they do. But they have to be able to explain. And I think there's a large portion of the Cardinals fans who are on board with this. Like, it's time. Let's revamp this thing. Let's get our young stars moving here. You watched Major League Baseball yesterday. You watched that postseason. The Brewers won yesterday over the Mets. You know how they did it? A 20-year-old kid named Jackson Churio, who hit two home runs and was the star of the day yesterday in Major League Baseball. He's 20. You're telling me they didn't give him a path to stardom and say, here, we trust you. You're going to be our next guy. Go get it. And they taught him, and because the Brewers minor league system is awesome, they taught him the fundamentals from the get-go and got him going. The Cardinals have to do this. I mean, they cannot patch together free agents and think that that's a solution. Somewhere along the line, it was about 10 years ago, they just settled on their farm system thinking it was going to be great always, and everybody passed them just about. And so it's time for them to promote Chaim Bloom and celebrate this thing. And John Mozeliak's going to be under contract. We all get that. But I would kind of move him back a little bit and just let him do his work and push Chaim in front and let people ask and see and get updates of what he's doing. Because I think he's really good.
Yeah. I might have given Bill DeWitt Jr. or Sr. A Red Bull before this thing started, and maybe a new script writer. He could have messaged that a lot. He could have been more enthusiastic, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, it's just who he is. Like, he's not going to get up there and pound his fist and all that stuff.
He's just not.
Yeah.
Give the guy whatever they give Joe Biden and kind of amp him up a little bit.
Some Adderall, maybe?
Hey, I know you don't always have a lot of time here, and this morning you got to run out the door, but we lost Pete Rose since we talked last.
Yeah. Sorry to hear that.
That breaks my heart, man. Charlie Hustle, poor guy. You think he gets into the Hall posthumously here?
I'm not sure.
At some point?
I'm not sure.
How can there be a Hall if the all-time hits leader's not in it?
I'm not sure. I mean, I think that the Hall of Fame really needs to tell the story of everything. And so it's okay to put in the all-time hits leader and then tell the story and explain to people right there on the plaque and say that he was banned from baseball, that this is what happened. And, you know, he is in his stuff is in the Hall of Fame, his accomplishments and everything. Like, if you go into the museum, he's everywhere. But in the actual hall itself with all the greats, he's not. So it is sad because, you know, he was one of the all time great players. But, you know, he also made a big mistake and lied about it and tried to cover it up and all that stuff. So it's just a sad story all around. It really is.
Yeah, if he just had a PR person to like show
his
Shohei Ohtani,
an interpreter,
he might have been okay.
Yeah.
Too big. I imagine that was it, wasn't it? That Ohtani was just too big to mess with.
Well, I don't know that Ohtani bet on baseball. I mean, I know that his interpreter stole money from him and bet on baseball. So I mean, that was the thing there. They investigated Pete Rose. It's a different deal. I mean, they investigated Pete Rose.
I know. I'm just
Mark, do you want to be my interpreter?
Sure.
And maybe you could do some bets for me?
Yeah, actually, I'll just take a half million of your money and go.
I've got that.
And play some bets.
Got plenty of money, for you to go in and take that much.
What's going on with Slu? Did I see where their star player's out for a while with a twisted ankle or something? Is this going to affect the season?
He has a sprained ankle. Robbie Avila is out probably 2 to 4 weeks. I don't think so. He's going to miss some practice, but he'll be ready to go.
He
might be ready. Yeah, I have to go do a sportscast. He might be ready to go for the opener, though.
Oh, good.
But yeah, I think it gives another guy an opportunity to learn the position, but they'll be okay. From what I understand, it's a lateral sprain. I had Josh Schertz on the show, and he didn't seem too concerned about it. It's unfortunate. I mean, in basketball, though,
a lot
of people can step on your foot, and that's exactly what happened.
Yep. Good.
All right.
Tommy, thank you. Appreciate it.
See you, Tom.
See you, guys.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
I was going to bring up, I know Tom has to go, I was going to bring up the Blues because I know that tonight's their last preseason game, and they've won two preseason games?
One.
Okay.
They're one and four.
I know they say this isn't
preseason doesn't matter.
Yeah, I know. But come on, anybody watching those games, not like I'm following them super closely by any means, but I'm just saying anyone watching is not going to be super jazzed going into the regular season based on what has happened with the preseason, right? Well, that's fair to say.
They do the preseason to see who's going to make the team. Because they've already dropped in
so
the last week.
So basically anybody who's played preseason probably don't have them.
Well, since the 5 preseason games, they've sent, I want to say, 22 people back down to the minors.
Wow. Didn't know that.
Did you see where the WNBA ratings dropped off significantly after Caitlin Clark's team lost?
Really?
Yeah. Like, took a nosedive.
Oh, and you forgot to mention that Mike Schilt is still in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. We did mention that. We forgot to mention that, didn't we?
Yeah, the Padres.
Won two games,
still.
And the Padres
they're onto the
are
next,
moving
next
on.
Next round.
Glad we got rid of that guy.
Just saying. Well.
He's success. A troublemaker.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.